back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, yoga instructor and yoga entrepreneur, Ashley Jonas, with SimpleAshes.com.
I was talking to my friend. He's got Asian heritage, and obviously where yoga is kind of originated from. And he mentioned to me one of the biggest problems that Americans have with understanding yoga or trying to attempt to do yoga is they believe there's a goal. There should be a goal. Do you know what I'm talking about? To
yes.
Where Americans have a hard time embracing yoga because
yes.
goals have nothing to do with it. Talk to me about that. What do you make of that comment?
I always say, well, people come to yoga and they do think right away maybe it's a competition. They're looking around and seeing how other people are doing. Sometimes it's because you're a beginner and you have no idea what you're doing. Oftentimes, though, yoga is not something where you need a goal, but you use yoga to reach your other goals in life oftentimes. And I'm not sure if that's the real purpose, but like for me, I wanted to do yoga to reach my goal as a high jumper. A lot of people want to do yoga to create a little more peace, maybe flexibility and strengthen their bodies to reach their goal as an athlete, physical, or their goal as, you know, a better mother or a less stressed boss of a business. So hopefully they're not coming to yoga to find a goal in yoga itself. So you don't do yoga to be good at yoga. You do yoga to be good at the rest of your life. And even though I know some people do come to yoga and do that more competitive nature, I would rather have people doing it than not doing it and still going about their life. So to me, I'm kind of like, if you come to yoga and think there's a competition or there is a goal, that's great. But eventually in the course of your practice, you'll realize that that's not true. And that did happen for me. So I think you just have to give people more time because they didn't grow up that way. They grew up with, we got to win. Everything's a competition. You got to get that job. It's just the way we're conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes us right away. You get into that way, but it does take you out of that mentality in a little while. Because I'm super competitive, but hopefully not so much in yoga anymore. It's been 6 or 7 years since I've been practicing. So you have to give people just time and patience to keep up with the practice.
How about your teacher, your educational role?
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about that. What is this class that you've got coming
mm-hmm.
up? I saw that there's starting September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take over
so
from there.
So in September, we are doing yoga teacher training to be an official registered yoga teacher. So registered through Yoga Alliance, which is like the yogi governing body. You have to get, the first step is to get 200 hours of training. And so a lot of yoga studios will offer and teachers will offer a 200-hour yoga training. And we haven't yet offered that here. We've wanted to for years, but it just wasn't the right timing. We didn't have space to hire the teachers we would train. So we're finally getting there now. And it's in person. It's about 160 hours or 100, maybe it was 130 hours. But it's a full teacher training. It's almost like if you were to open a door, the 200-hour yoga training is just like holding onto the doorknob. It's just the beginning. So if you want to become a teacher in a yoga studio, you usually have to have that 200-hour certification that's registered through Yoga Alliance most places. To be a teacher in a gym or somewhere that doesn't need the full credentials, usually you could do a weekend training. But we're offering the full huge yoga teacher training this fall, mostly for locals because it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a person with like a full-time job who can't get away for like a month at a time. Whereas my teacher training was a 2-week intensive in Texas. I did get away for 3 weeks of that, but that's just not something that we're doing now. We're going to try out the evening and weekend
mm-hmm.
method.
Okay, and that starts September?
That starts September 5th. We are accepting applications and registrations at mojofitstudios.com. There's a teacher training link. And so there's a little application fee. The cost of it is $2,200 for early bird pricing. And then it's regular is $2,600, which is it's comparable to what's around here, if not a little less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big commitment. It's a big training. There's a lot involved, a lot of planning. We're going to have multiple teachers, a lot of different workshops and styles and lots of things in that. So it's really comprehensive. And so, yeah, it's comparable to a lot of the ones around here, but because it's our first one too, we want to make sure it's really amazing. And the people that do come to this training are, you know, some of our students who have been here for years. We would love for them to become teachers because they know our style. So we're hoping to, you know, form, you know, little Kristens and little Ashleys and then make them their own in their own authentic way
mm-hmm.
to add more value to the space here and then in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
You guys have any other things coming up this fall that, you know, with school coming back, people's directions change? Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything there or just kind of offer the same old classes?
Our classes, we add a few classes for the fall back again, are every so often coming up with a bunch of workshops. And a lot of the workshops through the teacher training, which runs September to December, will be open to people who are not in the training. We're hoping to get more into kids events, kids yoga. We do offer birthday parties on weekends. That's kind of currently what we're offering now, but we're hoping to do more kids and family events. Mm-hmm. I think sometime in the fall would be really good. We all are, a lot of our teachers who are gone for summer break, a lot of our college-age teachers and some who just take more time off will be back for the fall. And maybe one day, even next year or the year after, hosting a retreat somewhere in like Costa Rica or somewhere really cool. So we're still getting into those bigger ticket things that we would love to see here. It's just first this teacher training. Once you get through that, then we'll kind of see where we are. And
well, it's great. You've got like the grandiose dreams. Let's get there. Goals.
Yep.
But at the same time, you're realistic enough to say we have milestones and steps that we need to achieve before we can get out to the Cayman Islands and do, you know, paddleboard yoga under the waterfall.
Like this weekend, for instance, this is through myself, but I'm hosting a bunch of friends at my mom's lake cabin for a yoga camping retreat. And it's more of a friend thing. It's kind of like a beta test to see how it would work to take a bunch of girls camping for 2 nights. And then if that works well, it could be something that would be like a mini retreat where we take them out somewhere and something where we would provide all the food and actually have them pay for it. But this one's just a test for me to see how it goes. And I also feel that same way, as I wouldn't want to host a crazy retreat in the Cayman Islands unless I've been to a retreat or know how it's done, and I haven't been to one yet. So I'd like to go to one first. And I do love to travel, so I do, like, my Budokan training is in Miami. I've been there 3 times. I went to London, I went to Greece. Most of my extra money, I guess, that I make, that's goes to traveling and training and getting more education so that I can bring that education back here to Fargo, where we are years behind where a lot of other bigger cities are currently. Mm-hmm. So I go to the bigger cities, take it, and then bring it back. And that's, I think, why we might be a little behind, is because we're not in those, you know, areas where it's up and coming. It's so big. So we have to go there, do the experience, and then bring it back.
Starts on the coast and works its way in. Yep. That's how it works. Final thoughts you might have. Make sure you plug your business, your personal business, and also just anything else you might want to reiterate, or anything we left out, or just kind of take whatever direction you want for final thoughts.
Okay. Well, I'm Ashley, and my website is ashleyjonas.com.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ashley Jonas with SimpleAshes.com, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit TheCrudeLife.com. That's TheCrudeLife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Simple Ash got a good idea what to say, and I've been thinking October until November.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oilfield Report listens to the Oil Patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the Oil Patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.